there was, I mean, yeah, there's a part in the essay that kind of does this academic, let's unpack the idea of Lynchian, and what Lynchian means is something about the unbelievably grotesque existing in a kind of union with the unbelievably banal, and then it gives a series of scenarios about what is and isn't Lynchian. And, Jeffrey Dahmer was borderline Lynchian.
Borderline.
Well, the refrigerator. And actually what was Lynchian was having the actual food products next to the disembodied bits of the corpse. I guess the big one is, you know, a regular domestic murder is not Lynchian, but if the man, if the police come to the scene and see the man standing over the body, and the woman, let's say the woman's 50s bouffant is undisturbed, and the man and the cops have this conversation about the fact that the man killed the woman because she persistently refused to buy, say, for instance, Jif peanut butter rather than Skippy, and how very, very important that is. And if the cops found themselves somehow agreeing that there were major differences between the brothers, and that a wife who didn't recognize those differences was deficient in her wifely duties, that would be Lynchian. This weird confluence of very dark, surreal, violent stuff and absolute, almost Norman Rockwell, banal American stuff, which is terrain he's been working for quite a while. I mean, at least since.
Calico Koala, a.k.a. Koala the Grundy, born on a Monday, here deep in the hall of Midas Tirith, if you catch my meaning. Coming to you live from our shared simulation. You just heard Hop Along with the Knock. Before that, the Makeup with Pentagon. Starting us off was Can with Vitamin C. Even though it's only September,